Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we're so pleased to have Darren Springer, General Manager of the Burlington Electric Department, and Emily Stebbins-Wheelock, who is our Manager of Strategy and Innovation, as well as the company's CFO. This is a very timely podcast because we're covering the Net Zero Energy Revenue Bond and what we propose putting on the November ballot. But before we sort of dive into November, Darren, let's just remember and remind folks about the last Net Zero Energy Revenue Bond that was passed in 2021.
Absolutely. So back in 2021, December, voters approved the $20 million first tranche of the Net Zero Energy Revenue Bond. And we issued that bond in April of 2022, and we're actually still utilizing it. We haven't spent through the entirety of that $20 million, but we've spent more than half of it since that point. And what that bond did, and I should mention, it's the first of its kind anywhere in the country for a public power utility to specifically issue a bond focused on achieving our net zero energy objectives, our climate objectives in this way. What it did was a few things. It helped us continue to build out the grid so we can accommodate even more EVs and heat pumps and electric transit buses and geothermal systems. We've gone from having 77 megawatts of capacity now to 80 megawatts under the current bond. It invested in IT systems transformation so that we can give our customers more tools in terms of knowing about their energy use and more opportunities for us to offer what we call dynamic rates, where we help to discount certain rates if we're able to for customers who are using EVs, for example, and save money for everybody because we're helping to incentivize off-peak usage. It helped us invest in some of our renewable energy plants and maintaining and improving those. It invested in electric vehicle infrastructure, including the first modern fast charger in our public charging network for the city of Burlington. It helped us with state matching funds get an all-electric bucket truck for our line crew, first in the state of Vermont, and made a number of other investments in terms of our infrastructure. So really, when we think about that bond, and again, we're still spending through it, it continues to support reliability. We know that's a number one priority for our customers. And it also made a really critical advancement for us in terms of our net zero energy goals in a variety of ways.
Yeah, thank you, Darren. And you know, I do want to take a step back, and I'm thinking back on sort of public administration 101. And I want to ask Emily, can you talk about why we would issue a bond in the first place?
Bonds are essentially a financing tool, a way for institutions and organizations to access capital. By issuing the bonds, we commit to repay those bonds. And the bonds are purchased by investors who want to make a rate of return, usually investors who are looking for a stable, safe, reliable investment, which municipal bonds generally are viewed as. We have our own credit rating to support the issuance of those bonds and to assure investors and potential bondholders that we are a safe risk, that we are a good investment, and that we will repay those obligations.
So Darren, tell us about the November ballot item and how it goes from concept to reality.
The way this starts on our end is we bring a proposal to our electric commission. We lay out in public session all the different purposes for which it's going to be used. They review it. They make a recommendation to the city council and the Board of Finance. The Board of Finance reviews it. Again, public session, they have a vote. The City Council reviews it and has a vote. We were fortunate that in all three of those entities, we're able to approve unanimously placing this on the November ballot. So voters will see it as a ballot question. It's ballot question number one in the November ballot. And it is the authorization for Burlington Electric to advance with issuing the bond, whether that's in one issuance or whether that's in multiple issuances is to be determined. But it gives us the ability to make that up to $20 million investment in a variety of really exciting projects.
What would this new bond provide financing for, Darren?
The biggest is really continuing to invest in the distribution system. I mentioned earlier we had gone from 77 megawatts to 80 megawatts with the prior bond. This bond would give us the ability to go from 80 megawatts to 90 megawatts. And keep in mind, we have a peak that is 65 megawatts approximately in the city, which means we're creating lots of room for more customers to install a heat pump, put in an EV charger and charge up, for us to be able to support geothermal systems around the community, for us to support more electric transit buses, and all the different electrification uses that we have and that we want to see as part of our climate strategy in Burlington. So we are also continuing the technology investments so that we have a fully modern technology system so that we can create the types of rates that are going to make it even more affordable to be able to use those devices. We're going to be working on a program where we can send a signal to a heat pump and have it be able to moderate its use a little bit during peak periods and get savings for all customers, and then be able to tell that heat pump customer, we can give you a bill credit for participating in that program. That's made possible by these technology system upgrades that we're going to have. We're looking at 200 new chargers. We're looking at making Burlington one of the best places in the country to own an electric vehicle or to visit with an electric vehicle, and making sure that the charging is accessible for our renters with more pole-mounted on-street chargers as well as fast chargers. And we're going to be making continued investments in our own efforts to lead by example. We're going to have 10 new electric vehicles in the BED fleet. We're going to have an electric forklift in the BED inventory, and we have funds for a second all-electric bucket truck if we're successful with grant applications there. So a very exciting, very tangible set of projects that would be funded under the new revenue bond.
When voters approved the last bond issuance, what exactly it was they were approving in terms of financing and what that meant in terms of any impact to our customers?
Yeah, so one of the most important things I think to know about Burlington Electric revenue bonds is they do not impact your property taxes. They are not an obligation of the city, so they don't impact your debt ratio as the city. It doesn't impact property taxes. What it is an obligation to repay out of electric revenues. And so what we think about, too, with the bonds, both the prior bond and the currently proposed bond, is that these are a way to finance needed infrastructure investments, initiatives that are supporting our net zero energy mission, in a way that actually can reduce near-term pressure on electric rates. And the reason that is if you were to fund all of these initiatives, $20 million of initiatives, just through kind of the traditional rate regulation way that you would do it, it's going to put additional pressure on rates. And we can use an example for the current proposal in fiscal year 26. If we were to fund all of the initiatives that are proposed under the bond and we didn't have access to the bond, we'd be facing upwards of 12% of additional rate pressure. Now, with the bond, because we can repay over time at reasonable interest rate, we're looking at only 2% of upward rate pressure based on that in FY26. So that's a really significant delta. And that's just meant to illustrate, that's just one example, that by financing at reasonable rates and repaying over a reasonable period of time, we can make really important investments, do so in a way that's beneficial for our ratepayers, do so in a way that does not impact on property taxes or other taxes. And, you know, we do this in a responsible way.
So, Emily, anything you want to add that you think our customers need to know?
Yeah, I would just add that maybe one question on listeners' minds is the current interest rate environment. And I just wanted folks to know, yeah, we're definitely monitoring that and paying attention to the interest rate and the municipal bond rate market closely. The voter authorization to issue a bond does not require us to go out the next day and issue the bond. It gives us the flexibility to issue that bond, as Darren said, in amounts and timing that we deem prudent and advantageous for us. But we'll certainly be watching the interest rate environment and trying to time the issuance of that when conditions are more favorable and we can get a lower rate than today's rate.
Why the timing for the issuance of a prospective new bond?
When we went to voters in 2021 and brought that proposal forward to the community, we talked about that as the first tranche. So we're really talking about, to support electrification, a generational set of investments to expand the capacity of our grid, invest in EV infrastructure, fund some overdue and needed technology investments that are going to position our technology infrastructure here for the future. It also relates to our capital plan and looking at the capital needs we have to continue to ensure reliability, which is always number one for our customers, the capital needs we have to continue to expand the grid to a higher capacity to support the net zero goal, and a number of other future investments that are needed to maintain our physical plant, our renewable generation facilities. And the other need that's out there in that capital plan is the ability to have matching funds to support our successful grant applications. Most recently, the $4.8 million we received or have been selected to receive from the Federal Highway Administration for charging and fueling infrastructure to install 200 new EV ports throughout the city. So having some capital, some cash funds to support those investments and to finance that five-year plan is really why we're looking at this additional revenue bond. BED also does receive $3 million in general obligation bond funding through the city of Burlington. But what's happened is that that $3 million funding has remained flat. And given inflation, given the increasing needs, our capital budget has grown well beyond that $3 million level. So the GO bond, general obligation bond, no longer provides the bulk of that annual capital funding. And so that's why we're seeking approval from voters for this additional tranche for the net zero energy and grid reliability bond this November.
One of the other pieces that's really unique here is when we make these investments under the proposed net zero energy grid reliability revenue bond, there's a business case for those investments from a utility perspective because we are helping customers with electrification, which means that there's going to be greater use of the electric system and potentially more efficient use of the electric grid infrastructure. That has a benefit to all ratepayers if we're able to use that infrastructure more efficiently. But there's also going to be more revenues for the public power municipal utility here in Burlington as people electrify their transportation and their heating. That can help with the debt service on these types of bonds. It also means we can keep more of our dollars local, because we know from a number of reports that when you spend a dollar, let's say, buying gas at the gas station in Vermont, only about a quarter of that dollar stays in the Vermont economy. But when you spend a dollar charging your electric vehicle with Burlington Electric, you're keeping almost three quarters of your dollar in the state economy recirculating. So this is an important buy local opportunity. There is a strong business case for making these investments, and it should be a support for Burlington, both from a climate standpoint and a financial standpoint in the long run.
Darren and Emily, it's been a pleasure to have you on the Net Zero Energy Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.